Good morning. Welcome to worship today. It is wonderful to be able to join with you in worship this week. This week is the first week of Advent, the beginning of our new church year and a season of expectation. And so I invite you to enter into that anticipation that comes with the season. We will begin our worship today with confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. And now hear this good news. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen.
In Advent, we look for Christ to come in fullness so that all may know the peace, goodness, and justice of Christ's love in the world. In the lighting of the flame, we look to Christ in hope.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, awaken us to the threatening dangers of our sins, and keep us blameless until the coming of your new day. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. It is now time for the children, and in fact for everyone, because we have something new this week that's in your bulletins. If you go to your e-blast, you can find something called Taking Faith Home. And there's a link, and you can print out a sheet like this. And it's going to be there every week, and it's full of activities. Now, some of them are for you kids. Others are more for grown-ups. There's some devotions and readings, but there are things to do for families, too. And so I wanted to make sure, print this out, and do some of the things this week. It's full of good stuff. And so one of the things that it has, I want to do today, and then you can do this at home. See, today is the first week of Advent, and Advent means it's New Year's. It's the new year in the church. And so to start our new year, we look back to the Bible, because the Bible is where we hear about Jesus and hear about God's love. And so I'm going to show you, this is the Bibles that I keep with me. I have some big ones, and I have a smaller one too. And so I want to give a blessing to these Bibles for the year. And you can do this at home too. With your Bibles, you can get them out and take some time to do that. So let's have our blessing of the Bibles. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the Bible, and especially for the good news about Jesus our Savior. Give us hope as we read, listen to, and think about what the Bible says to us in this new church year. Make us into people who are strong in our faith and full of love. Amen. God bless these Bibles and all that is to come in the year as we hear your word. Amen. So now you can take your Bibles this week, and that same prayer is in the Taking Faith Home sheet, so you can do this with all the Bibles in your house. Thank you so much.
A reading from Isaiah. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you are angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter. We are all the works of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved, and we shall be saved. hear, O Shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim. In the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come to help us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will your anger fume when your people pray? Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved, and we shall be saved. You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink. You have made us the derision of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh us to scorn. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one you have made so strong for yourself. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved, and we shall be saved. And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life that we may call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved, and we shall be saved.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
All earth is hopeful, the Savior comes at last. Furrows lie open for God's creative task is the labor of people who struggle to see how God's truth and justice sets everybody free.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said, "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see those things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that hour or day, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. One of the little traditions the Trazzo household has is to keep a micro journal. That is, we have a box with 365 index cards, one for each day of the year. And so each day, we try to write two or three sentences about what we did that day. It's a good way to help us remember the little details of life that you would otherwise forget. So at this point, we have a 10-year record of what we have been doing on any particular date. And often we'll share during dinner things that we have done during the years. And so I was reminded through this about a week ago of a trip to visit my mother in 2010. Now, the note that I had written on that day simply said, "The boys were so excited that we ended up getting to Nana's house at 9 o'clock this morning." I only have a vague memory of this. But I do know that at that time, it was a 5-hour drive to my mother's house. So if we got there at 9 in the morning, we must have left at 4 o'clock. And if we left the house at 4 o'clock with a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, then we must have started getting ready at 3. And if we left the house at 3 in the morning with 2 kids that young, it must have been that they were so excited that they would not go to sleep. I am sure that night I told them, "Go back to bed," more than once, before I eventually gave up and said, "Okay, let's just go now." That would be why I probably don't remember much about that night. The excitement level of two little boys getting ready to go on a big weekend trip to their grandmother's house. That just radiates out of them. Who could possibly sleep when there's so much excitement on the way, so much to anticipate? They were overwhelmed with the excitement, and it overflowed out of them. They knew that the joy of a weekend at Nana's was just over the horizon, and they longed for that time to arrive. It's an apt image for Advent. The word Advent refers to that which is coming. It's about anticipating something that you know is on the horizon. It's waiting with expectant longing for a promised joy lying just ahead. Advent expectation is that tremulous excitement that great things are in store. Who could possibly sleep? Let's get going. It's a time for childlike excitement to overflow from us. Of course, longing for something that is coming also means that it's not here now. That means that along with that childlike anticipation, we need to temper it with that more mature patience, waiting for the moment to arrive doing what needs done so that we're ready when the time arrives. And so there's a tension, patience and anticipation, preparation and longing, persistence and enthusiasm. And we see this tension in our biblical passages this morning. Isaiah starts with the deep longing. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. That is, come on, God, show up for us now. The psalm pleads, stir up your might and come save us. Again, that longing. Yet then in 1 Corinthians, Paul tells the people that they have all the gifts they need to get prepared while they wait for Christ. In other words, keep at it while you patiently wait. In all of them, though, there is that deep, trembling anticipation. Come on, God, show up. And yet lying behind that anticipation is the sense that God is not here yet. Things are not yet as we want them to be. And so we must wait. In our gospel reading, Jesus is responding to the disciples' question about when the temple will be destroyed. That is, when will the religious life and order as they know it crumble? When will God step in and do something new? And Jesus' response is that God's action will be bigger than just the temple. Everything as they know it will be transformed by God's advent. As to when, Jesus gives two parables with two different senses. He talks about the fig tree showing signs of when the summer is near. Now, that would seem to indicate definite signs to look for, a definite timeline. But then he gives the parable of a homeowner who goes on a journey but will return unexpectedly without warning. Who knows when? So rather than a clear answer, Jesus answers with attention. God is coming. God's coming is expected, and it's unexpected. It's definite, but it's surprising. It's nearly here, but could be a while, could be any time. It seems to me that Jesus is telling the disciples, keep awake, we can't sleep now. God is going to do something. Be ready. Whenever. All of these texts urge us to be filled with that childlike anticipation. We can't sleep now. We might see God tomorrow. And yet, I can't help but wonder whether we in the church have become more like the tired parents, saying, go back to bed. Do we actually anticipate God showing up? God appearing to us? Do we think God might be here tomorrow? Are we filled with excitement that we just might see God today? Do we hope that God will do something new today, tomorrow, next year? Or do we just want to climb back into bed thinking that it's cozy there? Are we longing for something new from God? Or are we longing to go back to what is familiar? I could ask this question any year, but this year it takes on a new level of meaning. We are in this year where it can seem hard to hope for anything. We can't take those trips to Nana's. We can't gather in ways that we used to. It feels like our assumptions of how the world works are all being questioned and put to the test. And so often I hear, I can't wait to get back. But what is it that we can't wait to get back to? Is it that we long for the familiar, a return to what was? Might we instead long for something new, to have a true Advent time of looking to what is to come, the new world that is being forged before our eyes? Is God about to do something entirely new and unexpected with us now? When you come to worship, come physically when possible, but for now, when you turn on your screen, do you expect to encounter God? Does the thought cross your mind, maybe I'm about to see God before me? Are you filled with Advent expectation as you log on? Jesus said, we don't know the hour. Yet the promise of the resurrection is that Christ is in fact already with us. As we share and worship, even in this virtual way, we are being given the promise that Christ is with us now. Christ has already come. Are we sleeping through it? The Holy Spirit moves through our worship week after week. Do we anticipate it? Do we long to see it? Or have we allowed ourselves to fall asleep? Who are the voices calling you out of bed, saying, let's get going, God's right around the corner? Who are the voices that show us the new things that God is doing in this new time, this time after our religious life and order as we knew it have crumbled? Of course, we all have those days of going through the motions and not really expecting anything in worship. And yet, we have a resurrection promise that Christ is indeed here in this sanctuary and there with you in your home, taking part in this worship. So let's wake ourselves up. Allow hope to bloom in our hearts. God is here, and God is coming. Keep awake. This Advent season, we have much to anticipate. We long for the time when we can gather again physically. We look forward in hope to the ways that we will be refashioned in our church life in the future, and that changed reality we will see a year from now will present us with new ways of connecting as church, new ways of witnessing to God's presence in the world and God's active grace, new ways of sharing the excitement of God's promise to us, new possibilities for how we can be present to one another. May we look enthusiastically to seek Christ each day, looking for Christ's presence each time we worship together, celebrating the reality that the coming celebration of Christmas is not the goal in itself. Christmas is the beginning of seeing God come into our life in Christ each day. May we pray day in, day out, O come, Emmanuel, God with us. Who can sleep now? God is coming. God is just over the horizon. God is here now. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us join together in confessing our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. God of power and might, tear open the heavens and come quickly to this weary world. Be with us as we long to see you in this world that seems so divided. Help us to see connection in you. Be with those who give of themselves for the sake of our community, especially first responders, frontline workers, and all those who work to promote health and protection. We pray for students and teachers and those seeking peace. We lift up all who suffer illness, and especially those affected by COVID-19. Hear our prayers for everyone in need.
Our response today is, your mercy is great. We pray for the ministry we share in Christ's name. Open our hearts to your call for justice, peace, and healing. Attune us to the needs of the world as you draw near. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for this planet in need of restoration, for devastated habitats, polluted waters, thawing ice, blazing fires, swelling floods, and long-lasting droughts. Renew the face of the earth and our relationship to it. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for all people who care for others in our community and around the world. Fill them with compassion and the power to respond with justice for those who are oppressed, with welcome for those who are excluded, and with relief for those who suffer. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for people who are in crisis as the seasons change, for those without homes facing severe weather, for those who are unemployed or underemployed, and for those in poverty or facing food insecurity. Relieve their burdens, sustain their bodies, and ease their minds. We thank you for the local food ministries helping to provide for the needs, such as the Live Civilly Morristown Ministerium Food Pantry, the Lunch Bunch, and other food pantries in town. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for the people in our families and congregation who live with depression, anxiety, chronic pain, addiction, and other invisible illnesses. We pray for those who are lonely, isolated, or homebound, especially Nancy Beth, Dallas, Marge, Karen, Paul, John, Janet, Avis, Alexis, Dave, Mary, Chris, Elise, Patricia, and Willie. Ease their suffering and support them when they struggle. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for those who are ill, those in need of medical care, those recovering from medical procedures, and those who grieve. We pray especially today for Mike B., Denise, Skip, and Mike M. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for all members of this congregation. We give thanks for their faithful presence among us and for the gifts that they share. Today, we pray especially for AJ, Allison, Juliana, Alexander, Catherine, Lily, Frank, Brittany, Hunter, Bella, Janet, Nancy Beth, Bill, Sue, Courtney, Alexis, and Jaden. Bless them and protect them. Help them to know your continual presence in their lives and lift them up through the bonds of Christian fellowship through this congregation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give thanks for the lives and witness of those who died while waiting for justice, peace, or healing. Those whose names we know and those whose names are known only to you. Sustain all who still yearn for the completion of your redeeming work. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Draw near to us, O God, and receive our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share a sign of peace with one another, send texts, or find other ways to connect with one another. With you.
Again, good morning this first Sunday of Advent. As we begin a new church year with this very brief but meaningful season, and still amidst this COVID craziness, Pastor Eric and the worship committee thought it would be nice to return to a semblance of the way we were, so to speak, with yours truly doing the announcements, and I'm tickled to do so. By the way, if you're a first-time viewer, we hope you find this worship service to be a meaningful experience, and you'll join us again soon. Until further notice, all services will be virtual with no in-person attendance. And our virtual coffee hour via Zoom continues immediately following this service. Now a word about financial stewardship. As you know, last week was Commitment Sunday. However, since we're not meeting in person, please mail in your estimate of giving cards or drop them in the box at the front door. While here, you can pick up items from your mail slot, Advent devotions, new church directory, and new offering envelopes. At the last council meeting, it was noted that offerings, as you may well imagine, are down. All committees and ministries are making a conscious effort to constrain spending to avoid a year-end deficit. However, a deficit reduction appeal is now underway through the end of this year. In addition to your regular giving, to the extent that you are able, please give an extra amount to this appeal and identify this amount as deficit reduction. Every donation, no matter the amount, will help. Thank you. Now, a note about Sunday school. Today completes the first semester of partnering with Crossroads and their virtual program. St. Matthew was well represented in this effort, and the children enjoyed meeting others from around the state and country. They're taking a break during this Advent Christmas season, but we'll be starting again on January 10th. So stay tuned for more information on that. And please remember, all Sunday school financial donations are divided equally between our two Sunday school mission partners, New Jersey Farmers Against Hunger and Young Adults Global Mission, Senegal, West Africa. Due to the COVID situation, Pastor Eric's installation, originally scheduled for next Sunday, December 6th, is being rescheduled. So more information will follow on that. But you can get to know Pastor Eric better since he's providing a Q&A at the Virtual Adult Forum on December 13th. And since we're not able to do our traditional giving tree this year, please know that we are making a financial donation to Oaks Integrated Care, and we are joining the effort to support the Burlington County Sheriff's Department 25th annual Toy Drive. You can participate by purchasing and wrapping a modest toy gift, dropping it off at the church Tuesday through Thursday mornings, 9 a.m. till noon, until December 13th. And finally, a reminder, one of the best ways to stay informed is by subscribing to and reading our weekly eBless. It's very simple to subscribe. Just go to the St. Matthew website homepage, click on Subscribe to Weekly Emails on the right side column, then just follow the brief instructions. Easy peasy. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And now let us pray. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need, until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And let us now pray in the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.